from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the morning shift, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We have a TV's timeout to get to and week one of the NFL season. Is upon us. I'll be gone this weekend for my game.
Where you heading?
I am headed to Buffalo. Thank goodness it is this time of year. So the Cardinals at the Bills should be actually a really good one. So I'm excited to see Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and then Josh Allen, and kind of a somewhat of a maybe a new look-ish Bills when it comes to their receiving core. And hopefully I'll get to talk to Keon Coleman this week.
Yeah.
So
good call.
When we have our meetings with them on Friday. So
that's cool. That's a good assignment for you. I love hearing that. I want to hear about what you see, because those are the games I don't get to watch.
Yeah.
Because luckily we start at home this year, obviously, with the Falcons. And
Steelers.
Big time.
And it's funny that you said I'm happy to go there this time of the year. It's different for you because your assignments can change. You know, you're going to get a cold weather game more than likely at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking at ours the other day, and I was like, man, I'm trying to think of like the coldest game we might have. And I think it might just be – I think our coldest game might not be cold at all.
It's Washington.
Yeah,
it must
Washington.
Be nice to be up in a booth.
December 29th.
Cold outside.
Hey, to our credit, it gets cold in that booth with the windows open and the wind gusts.
I was
going to
say FedEx Field might not have even if it's called not called FedEx.
Boo-hoo.
Might not have here.
Boo-hoo.
That is. Have you ever done a game there?
No, at FedEx.
Yeah.
Yes. But not on the sidelines the whole time. Just pregame for NFL Network.
It's the worst stadium, dude. It's the second worst.
It used to be San Diego. Now it's Washington, for sure.
It's actually Miami. Miami is now the worst as far as like where we sit. But FedEx Field, you're in the corner of the end zone, and pretty much I could shake hands with fans. That's how close. I dropped a pen or a Sharpie out of there the other day, or a couple years ago. Pretty sure I hit somebody in the face.
Maybe you can hand out your T-shirts up there. Just kidding. The Atlanta Falcons have named their team captains for the 2024 season. So, and they include Jesse Bates, quarterback Kirk Cousins, defensive lineman Grady Jarrett, and offensive tackle Jake Matthews are your team captains for the 2024 season.
Nothing surprising about this. And I don't know how this is normally done. Some teams have more than four captains. I don't know how that usually works or if that's a Raheem Morris thing. The only name that I thought might be included is we hear from a lot of people that look at Chris Lindstrom as a captain. That's the only one I can think of that you know might have been in the mix that wasn't placed in that realm.
Did Bates come in and was he a captain last year? Did he come in quickly and kind of
feels like he was.
I need to go back and check, but I want to say that he was, but I also remember, and I can't remember, this is where seasons run together for me, but I can't remember if Arthur Smith did it last year where he had rotating captains. Because one year I want to say that he came in, he had like each week the captains changed. I would push back on your statement about Chris Lindstrom in the mix. I think this is absolutely right. I think if anybody on that offensive line deserves to be a captain, it is Jake Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of his tenure. He's the only constant that we've seen. He is the only guy left, him and Grady Jarrett
just,
from the Super
Mike
Bowl
was just
team.
Saying maybe if they had another one. If they
last year, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson were both captains for the Eagles. They also had five offensive captains at times. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts was a captain. Devontae Smith was a captain. A.J. Brown was a captain. So I'm not saying that Jake shouldn't. I'm just saying I'm shocked that Chris Lindstrom, if they were going to do five, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like he was a name that's usually in the mix. When you get, like, you know, the first two guys to speak at training camp, it's like Jesse Bates and Chris Lindstrom or Jesse Bates and Kirk Cousins. Jake is just, he's a long-tenured, long-in-the-tooth vet, but he's not the most talkative guy, and he leads by example, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Are you kind of surprised they didn't do a fifth captain from, like, and one and guy from, like, maybe
special teams? Like
Youngway or Liam McCullough or something.
Bradley
Pinion.
I could see that. And usually that's the way it was. You know, when I was probably my third year in, maybe my second year, we had three of our team captains were all from like the same area in Texas. It was like Sean Weatherspoon, I guess would have been Matt Bryant, and one of the defensive tackles. Who would that have been? I'm losing my mind right now.
I know it wasn't Babineau because he was an Iowa guy.
No, it was Babineau.
Babineau was from Texas, though?
Yeah. So they were. It was so funny because they announced like four captains, and three of them were all from like the same place. Arthur kind of Texas, which is crazy.
I know we got to get the time out. There are names in Atlanta Falcons history that don't always roll off the tongue, but when you go back and you think about them, and you think about how if they played anywhere else in the country, in an NFL or you know in the league, they would be guys. It would be household names. Corey Peters and Jonathan Babineau are two guys that always come to mind for me. And I know Corey Peters ended up playing longer in Arizona than he did here, but Jonathan Babineau was the best player that most fans in the NFL did not know the name of. That dude was so good. Imagine it. I would have loved to have seen him get a ring and get notoriety, I guess you'd
say. Also, a great golf partner. Used to have the foursome of Corey Peters, me, Joe Hawley, and Jonathan Babineau. Used to go up there and tear it up, St. Marlowe. You know what I'm saying? A little Bears best up that corridor. Good times.
You know, a fun guy to play golf is Adrian Claiborne.
There you go.
TB's timeout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.